You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Some iPhone owners are finding themselves with huge bills for data use after upgrading their iPhones to iOS 9. The reason is a feature called Wi-Fi Assist, which switches from Wi-Fi to the cellular network when it loses its Wi-Fi signal. Digital expert Kim Commando says that means all those apps you have open, like Facebook and email, stay active, eating up a lot of bandwidth for data.
One iPhone owner that we read about online claimed that he has 1 gig a month and that he ate up 3 gigs along the same time frame.
She says you can turn it off, but you have to go deep into the settings menu under cellular to do so. Turns out, the more hours you're awake in the day, the more calories you're likely to consume. A study out of California used a food tracking app to find that people are, on average, consuming food and drinks over about 15 hours of their day. However, the study was found to be too small to draw any conclusions on whether or not it could contribute to weight loss. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden is now tweeting and appears to be having fun doing it. Ironically, he's following just one other account, the NSA. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Experts estimate that 40% of the developing world's food supply is wasted, much of it because cold storage is not available. USA's Russ Jones talked with the founder of a company that has developed a solution to water and food waste.
In business and in ministry, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth have been solving problems, leading by example, and training the next generation for decades. Al Hollingsworth, co-owner of Al Delano Corporation, has introduced the Solar Cold Box, a portable solar-powered cold storage mini warehouse that provides not only refrigeration and freezing capacity, but also water and ice production, powered completely by off-grid renewable auxiliary power.
It's been a burden in my heart being a African-American, and have traveled particularly to Asian and African countries. What if this could be different? What would it mean to the starving people that I participate in, my wife and I participate in sending food and support to and have done so for years? What if they had their own ability to be self-sufficient? That's what began the journey.
Al Delano will host a training seminar October 5th through the 8th at the Al Hattie Christian Resort and Retreat Center in Palm Springs, California. I'm Russ Jones.
Join us on.
Good afternoon. The weather for our beautiful Hunterdon County. It is currently 76. There's a chance of showers throughout the day, mainly afternoon. And the chance of precipitation today is at 50%. Tonight, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 55. A chance of precipitation is at 40%. Thursday, rain is likely with a high near 58. New precipitation is about up to a quarter of an inch. And then Thursday night, rain is also likely. Winds will be picking up to about 11 to 16 miles an hour with chance of precipitation at 70%. Friday, rain, high near 56 degrees. And we look like we're going to have lots of rain on Friday. Rain Friday night, and it'll be pretty heavy. Saturday rain is likely. It'll be cloudy, and it'll be warming up just a little bit. And Sunday also rain is likely. So we're having a few wet and rainy days ahead of us, which actually is a good thing. We have had quite a long period of time without any kind of rain. So this is good. I will be back in a few moments. And that was the weather for Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor and have a practice here in Flemington. And some of you who may be following me on Facebook, you can follow me at Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC. You may have seen that I posted my program for today, and it's about mental disorders. And I picked those words specifically, disorders, rather than mental illness versus mental health. And for those of you that do listen to me, oftentimes I prefer saying mental health rather than mental illness. And I actually prefer mental disorder to mental illness. That's my own personal take on it. Do I believe that that there is mental illness, that our brain doesn't function properly? I do. And so there are many times that medication is warranted with someone who has mental illness. However, this is just my own belief system that says that I believe that for many of us, it's more of a mental disorder. And when I use that word disorder, I mean things out of order, things that affect our mood, our thinking, and our behavior in a way that creates disorder in our lives. So mental illness can include depression and anxiety, schizophrenia, addictive behaviors. Yes, our brain isn't working in a healthy way, and so we may end up with mental illness or have mental health issues. But I also want to talk about it in terms of a disorder. We all have concerns time to time. Everyone, I think, at some point in their life has felt some anxiety or depression. However, when these things take hold of our lives, they can make us feel pretty miserable. And they can cause some major problems in our day-to-day life, in our work atmospheres, in our relationships. And they can actually change our lives a great deal. So disordered thinking, and again, sometimes I'm going to say with that perspective, I'm going to use that word, makes a huge difference also. I may not recognize, which in some ways is a definition of insanity. I don't recognize that there's something wrong with the way I'm thinking. However, I think for the most part, most of us can decipher that something is not quite right, and it's based on how we're feeling. if we're feeling depressed, if we're feeling anxious, if our relationships are suffering, if we're always angry, if we're always frustrated, if we're finding that we're relying too much on things to escape how we're feeling, drugs, alcohol, food, gaming, gambling, shopping, those kinds of things. And we find that we're racking up debt, we're in argumentative relationships, we're generally unhappy. These are usually clues that there's some type of disorder in how we're thinking. And I love that word because we have order and we have disorder. So you think about some of you go into your office and your things are in notebooks, in file trays, in your filing cabinet, organized on your laptop, alphabetically ordered, numerically ordered. You know where things are. Now, that doesn't mean somebody whose desk is piled with papers and the floor is piled with papers. It doesn't mean they don't necessarily know where their things are in their piles, but it definitely looks disordered. Oftentimes what happens, and here's a consequence to that, is that I kind of know what pile this particular item is in, and so I start searching, or what file this might be, and I start searching, but because I'm disordered, instead of being able to go right to it because it starts with the letter M and I'm in the file cabinet that says M or whatever the file it might be that I've got it listed under in my computer, I know exactly where to go for it. I'm going to take some time and effort and maybe even feel frustrated and annoyed and maybe even miss a deadline because I'm not organized. I'm disordered. Things are out of order. The way I'm thinking is out of order. And it's sort of a, I'm going to say, kind of a simple way of stating it. But disorders, mental disorders, can really make us feel miserable. And that's generally a clue also. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm feeling discouraged, when I'm feeling helpless, frustrated, time constraints, rushed. These usually are indications things are disordered in my life. And sometimes we may not even be aware that the disorder comes from depression or anxiety or some other form of disorder, even excuse me, even a personality disorder. So that is basically what I'm going to be talking about today is emotional mental disorders, what they look like and what happens as a cause of them. So anyway, I need to take a short commercial break. And I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules,
station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. And today I'm talking about mental disorders, really focusing on the word disorder rather than mental illness. One of the things that I think a lot of people who listen to my program recognize that my goal really is to help remove the stigma around mental health so that people are more comfortable reaching out for help, that mental disorders can be reordered, put back into order. Many times mental disorders, when we're not really sure exactly what causes them, sometimes they can be caused by chemical imbalance in the brain, which then is a little bit more of something where we might require medication. However, I think it's generally defined a little bit more about how a person feels, acts, thinks, and perceives. So when we talk about that, again, feelings, those are those funky little emotions that we have that we've had probably our whole lives, that we may or may not have good coping skills on how to deal with those feelings. And I talk about feelings quite often. I say, which is coming from the perspective of a therapist, that we have feeling of mad, sad, glad, and afraid. Those are our four basic feelings. Sounds pretty simple, but those feelings come with volume attached. That's the other word I use. So like if we want to use volume on our iPad, our phone, our whatever we're listening to, television, you know, we can make it get really quiet or it can get really loud. And those emotions work the same way. So I can be a little bit, you know, I'm just kind of under the weather, sort of. I'm not sick, but I'm just a little blue. I'm not all the way to the point of deep sense of grief and loss. So I'm sad. I will use the word I'm feeling depressed, overwhelmed, those kinds of words, all the way to feeling grief. Same thing with the word glad. I'm feeling peaceful. Nothing's really, you know, it's a good day. It's positive. Nothing's going on, all the way to, you know, I'm ecstatic. I just won a trip to London, which, believe it or not, people, I actually did win a trip to London. But ecstatically happy. And in between that, I can be happy and joyous and content and peaceful and glad and excited and all of those words. And there's many, many other words. And so all of those feelings, I'm feeling a little lonely. I'm feeling a little scared. I'm feeling uneasy. I'm feeling anxiety. I'm feeling terror. I can go all the way up. So all of those four basic: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Those are the four basics. And so mental disorders can be, what's the word I'm looking for? It can be placed under the category of feeling. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling dark. I'm feeling heavy. I'm feeling blue. I'm feeling unmotivated. That might be demonstrating some issues around depression. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling frightened. I'm feeling concerned. I'm finding that I'm heightened in looking around. I may be showing some signs of anxiety. However, we combine that with how we are acting. So oftentimes, how we act and how we feel kind of go hand in hand. So if I'm feeling sad, blue, unmotivated, I may be acting in ways where I don't have interest in things. Maybe I'm kind of irritable. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating, or I'm oversleeping. I'm overeating. These are behaviors. So my behaviors are also playing a role in this particular disorder. Or it's what I'm thinking about. So what I'm thinking about and what I'm feeling, they're two very different things. A lot of times I'll say to my client, so tell me, how are you feeling right now? And I get, well, I think that this shouldn't be happening. And I say, that's not how you feel, that's how you think. I want to know how you feel, because there is a huge difference. So my thinking might be, nothing ever works out for me, life is always hard, I feel like there's a big, you know, I may use the word feel, like there's a big cloud over my head, I don't know why I even try. Okay, these are all thoughts. These are all thoughts. And then the other aspect is perceive. I use this little demonstration sometimes in my office. I will actually give a client who has a lot of negative thinking, I hand them a garbage can. I say, I want you to look at the garbage can. What do you see in that can? Do you see anything positive in there? Well, no, because all you're doing is you're looking at the garbage. And that what we have to do is we have to make this effort to look around and notice, you know what, the world is a lot bigger and more and a lot broader than just the garbage in this can. So that it is what we perceive. And sometimes what we perceive is a focus. I have some of you may have seen this, two people standing on either end of what looks like planks. But person A, from his perception, he sees four planks. Person B sees three planks. So we can perceive things differently. In couples counseling, I talk about that a lot. So the husband may have one perception of a situation and the wife might have another. The reality is neither one of them are necessarily incorrect. It's just that when you talk about your perspectives collectively, you begin to get a broader picture. And that is a positive way of looking at it rather than, I think you're wrong and I think I'm right attitude. That is also, that's how we might think. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. That's a thought. That's not a perception. That's the way we think. Oftentimes how we think and how we feel and how we act and how we perceive, these things can be disordered. So the functioning in the brain may not be working optimally. And a consequence of that is that the mental disorder becomes part of poor mental health. Again, ending in consequences of things like depression or anxiety. Those are sort of the two biggies, depression and anxiety. But there are many other things to that. Low self-esteem. So how can low self-esteem, now there's no category in the diagnostic manual, the DSM, that lists low self-esteem. However, low self-esteem can be a consequence of disordered thinking. Now, why would I say that? Well, I have nothing positive to say about myself. It's only negative. I perceive of myself in a negative way. I have negative thoughts about myself. I feel mean and ugly and And I'm going to act in ways where I don't demonstrate good self-esteem. I make poor choices. So poor self-esteem can be, though it's not technically listed as a disorder, it can cause disordered thinking. It can result in depression. It can result in anxiety. So the thing is that self-awareness does become a bit of a key in this. And when I say that, I mean we have to look at, I have to observe how I feel. I have to observe my behavior. I have to notice how I'm thinking. And I need to take a step back so I can take a broader view of my life so that I can begin to perceive things in a different way. Sometimes these disorders are very clear, such as schizophrenia or bipolar. These types of things, they can be pretty clear. Even personality disorders, depending upon the personality disorder, can be pretty clear that something isn't clicking right. And oftentimes, other people might even notice things before about, you know, other people might notice something that's going on with me before I myself even realize it. So for any kind of a mental state, I will say, to be classified as a disorder, it really does relate to function or dysfunction. Now, we can function in a dysfunctional way. In other words, I may need, which is an example, this earlier this week, I needed air in my tires. I was driving with very low, and I didn't have a flat. I just needed to get air in my tires. And so they were working. I was getting where I needed to go, but they weren't working to their optimum functioning. So they were a little dysfunctional, my tires on my car, since I have since put air in them and they are functioning lovely. But they can, things can can function in a dysfunctional way. However, oftentimes, when this happens, there are those side effects. And those side effects generally look like negative thinking, anxiety, low self-esteem, depression, and other types of behavioral disorders, which can have consequences in long-term addiction. These things can be disabling. Sometimes they increase the risk of death or suicide or pain. Sometimes it also includes deviant behavior. All stemming from disordered thinking. So I'm actually going to take a short news break right now, and I am going to be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Vatican is confirming Pope Francis met with a Kentucky county clerk who has refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Attorney Matthew Stavers says Pope Francis gave Davis rosaries and told her to stay strong. Davis spent 5 days at a Rowan County jail because she defied a court order to issue the licenses. Hurricane Joaquin is pushing towards the East Coast. Exactly where it is going has so far been difficult for forecasters to predict.
Forecast models from all over the world are all confused. None of them are telling us a consistent story. So maybe it'll go nowhere, or maybe it'll intensify and come up the coast.
Oceanographer Alan Blumberg says unusually warm ocean temperatures and extremely high tides could fuel Joaquin into an extremely dangerous and powerful storm. Meteorologists are predicting heavy rain all the way from North Carolina to Maine in the coming days. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your...
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about mental disorder or mental disorders. and the fact that I'm linking them to disordered thinking, disordered behavior, disordered, out of ordinary, not very ordered. And there are many different categories of mental disorders. So I kind of mentioned a little bit about anxiety, a little bit about depression. But anxiety and fear can interfere with normal functioning. Again, when it interferes with normal functioning, things are disordered. Good news always is something that's disordered, it can be ordered, can be reordered. There are other things that can include phobias or generalized anxiety, social anxiety, panic, obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder. Then, of course, there are mood disorders, and we know what they are. Sadness and depression, major depression. Sometimes we can have something called dysthymia, which is a low-term, low-grade type of depression. It's just I'm always feeling somewhat depressed. Bipolar disorder. So we can have states of mind where we're manic, which means that we are up late at night and we're coming up with grand schemes and great plans and we're gonna invent something and we're gonna take our money and we're gonna invest it in some wild scheme, and that tends to be very manic. But then we've got the depressive aspect of it, where I have a hard time getting out of bed and life seems bleak, and We all pretty much know what that's like, what depression looks like. But then we can also have disorders where they infect, I'm going to use the word infect, our perception, our beliefs, our language system. So they look a little bit more like delusions. They're thought disorders. They're a little more psychotic, like I said, schizophrenia or delusional disorders. And this might be where we're hearing voices, or there are things that really are I'm going to say, a little more invasive in our lives. Not that anxiety and depression can't be, but these disorders really can affect us in such a way that it really pulls us apart from the rest of society. And again, I'm not going to say that anxiety and depression don't, but they can also, depending upon the severity. But a thought disorder like delusions and hallucinations, they're a little bit different and generally do require medication. Then we have personality disorders, and one of the ways I describe personality disorders, for the person who is struggling with a personality disorder, they don't recognize that they have that. Oftentimes, if I'm depressed or I'm anxious, I could say, oh, I'm depressed, or I'm feeling really anxious, I'm having a panic attack. But with a personality disorder, the person struggling with that often doesn't recognize that there is anything wrong. They don't recognize that their judgment is rigid or maladaptive. They don't necessarily think that there's something going on. It's generally the other person. They can see themselves as eccentric or dramatic or emotional, not recognizing that this is actually a disorder. Oftentimes it had been considered, and I still believe they're probably difficult to treat, but personality disorders are treatable. They take a lot of work. I describe them sometimes like someone who is colorblind. Someone who's colorblind might not ever see a particular color, but they might notice that I'm learning that particular shade of gray is actually green. So I may not actually see it, but I recognize what it is by looking at it. And I may not always get it right, but I'm working at it. And so these kinds of disorders, personality disorders, are a little bit harder to treat. And again, oftentimes what happens with any kind of disorder, I'm going to use the word maladaptive, it shows itself in the way either I feel or the way you feel being around me. So that's one thing, or the way I act, the way I perceive the world. And so those are things that can happen. And then we have things that are called eating disorders. And I do treat people with eating disorders, anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder, exercise bulimia. This is someone who just eats and then exercises like crazy. And again, it's a disordered way of thinking about food, a disordered way of thinking about my image in the mirror. It's not functioning properly. It is disordered. So that the cure, I'm going to use the word cure, is learning how to put it in order, to put things into proper, healthy, instead of even proper, healthy perspective. So that I begin to recognize eating a whole cake and then exercising for 5 hours may not be the best way to live my life. So I learn new ways of dealing with things, and oftentimes new ways of coping with feelings. And then we have things like sleep disorders, such as insomnia. And again, it's feeling tired all the time, going to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, things like that. Waking up and having long wakeful periods at night. And my sleep is not ordered. I'm not going to bed, falling asleep, having 7-8 hours of sleep, waking up refreshed. So that's an indication how I'm feeling. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling groggy. I'm feeling irritable. I'm acting irritable. Okay, so these things, these disorders are again affecting how I feel, how I behave, how I interact with the world. We can have sexual disorders. And again, this is how we approach people sexually and how we approach ourselves even sexually. So that things, again, it's about things that are healthy. And I'm going to say healthy does not necessarily mean normal. Healthy means healthy. So, the average American drinks, I'm not sure how much Coca-Cola or Pepsi every day. The average American, well, we know that that's not necessarily healthy. So saying it's normal, but it's not necessarily healthy. And so it's thinking in that way, learning what is healthy. Sometimes people who are unable to resist certain urges or impulses, such as pyromania or kleptomania, even various addictions can be obsessive compulsive disorder. Again, these are disorders. These are impulses that are harmful to yourself, harmful to others, and have a basis in poor impulse control. And so it is disordered. I can't seem to stop myself from reaching for that umpteenth glass of vodka, or I can't stop gambling. I can't stop buying lottery tickets, and I see that I'm losing money like crazy, but I just can't stop myself. And so it's that inability to resist certain activities, primarily being triggered by a disorder, and oftentimes an anxiety disorder, depression. Sometimes there's underlying causes for this, and so I'm self-medicating with these things. But what ends up happening is that these things, including alcohol, they tend to cause major disorders in our lives. And it affects how we treat ourselves physically, affects us emotionally, breaks down relationships, inability sometimes to keep jobs, maintain our homes, be parents. It affects us in all kinds of ways. It disorders our life. So a substance abuse or a substance abuse disorder is, you know, and we know this. I mean, there was an article just recently on the heroin use in Hunterdon County. It's at epidemic proportions. It is a disorder. It is an addictive disorder. It's a substance use disorder affecting lives in such a way that it's so harmful that people will die. And so it's severe. We have developmental disorders, oppositional defiant, attention hyperdeficit disorder, these kinds of things. Again, they're disorders. They affect our childhoods. And sometimes these are things that we can't necessarily correct or heal. However, we do have skills that we can put into motion, support that we can put into motion to help with these situations. Conduct disorders, antisocial personality disorders, these kinds of things. Again, they're generally where I'm thinking I'm above the law and I don't, I can do whatever I want and I can be aggressive, and it's disorder. All of these things, they affect our ability to interact with other people in the world. So I actually have to take a little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about mental disorders. And then I'm really focusing on disorder, that these things create a lack of order in our lives. They are areas that affect our interpersonal relationships, our ability to build good self-esteem, our ability to work, the way we think, the way we act, the way we feel, the way we perceive life in general. And oftentimes these disorders, they can be a consequence of, I will say, life events. So, I could use post-traumatic stress disorder as an example. If I've had some kind of trauma in my life, it can trigger post-traumatic stress disorder, acute stress disorder, where I adjust my life because of the trauma and the way I'm dealing with people. It can cause depression. Trauma can cause depression. It can cause anxiety. I may have a genetic predisposition to some of these things, generally speaking, life things happen. I don't know. I'm not sure that it's a predisposed to kind of thing. So, if I grew up in a family, or if I have family members that have addictive personality disorders, then I may end up with an addiction, only because it's also what I observe, also because I'm not educated in the fact that my family is struggling with this. It's more acceptable in my family to participate in drinking. I'll just use that as an example. It's something that my family uses as a coping skill. And so I've learned that. So it's a combination of I'm going to say nature and nurture. So disorders can be both, I believe, genetic and learned. So there are definitely risk factors for mental health disorders. Does it mean that you're going to, you know, if I have diabetes in my family, it doesn't mean that I will become diabetic. It's just that it raises the risk factor. And I think that's true for things like anxiety and depression. And I believe our temperaments play a huge role. And a temperament is something that we're born with. And when I say temperament, I'm talking about sensitivity, emotional sensitivity too. So some of us are really sensitive to hot, spicy food, like, oh, I can't eat that, it's too hot. And other people say, oh, pour on the hot sauce, the hotter the better. So some people can tolerate more things than others. So some people are sensitive. And a lot of times families will say, oh, you're too sensitive and you got to toughen up. And so instead of teaching coping skills, we end up with things like depression and anxiety and other types of things like that, because instead of providing tools on how to handle being sensitive, we're told not to be sensitive. And so we end up feeling a personal sense of rejection, a lack of warmth. We may end up feeling angry and hostile. All of those things then are integrated into the mix. So our environment does definitely play a role. Our social influences play a role. If we've been bullying, if there's social stress, again, a traumatic experience in our life. All of these things can lead to the possibility of, and there is a correlation of mental disorders with drug use, including marijuana, alcohol, caffeine. For example, some psychosis, including schizophrenia, increases. The chance of it increases with the use of cannabis. The same thing with bipolar disorder, cocaine and amphetamines may trigger some of that. So these things are important to recognize. Now, someone like myself, a licensed professional counselor, I am trained to diagnose, which means that I go by the criteria set out by the DSM-5, and we're making some changes. Actually, just October 1st is the beginning of some diagnostic changes. And as a licensed professional mental health care provider, I have the ability to diagnose, and which basically means I look at the symptoms that you're talking about, how you're feeling, how you're acting, your belief systems, the outcomes of your life, those things that we're talking about, your perceptions, and based on those things, I can make a diagnosis as to whether you're anxious or depressed or dealing with an addiction or even personality disorders, those kinds of things. So, as a mental health care provider licensed, and I think that's the important thing, the license gives me permission to diagnose. We could always say, oh yes, you know, Betty Sue, she's definitely got a narcissistic personality disorder, you know, but I'm just the neighbor talking about the neighbor, versus someone who is licensed. And even be careful, sometimes people are going to coaches. Coaches cannot diagnose. They're not licensed mental health care providers. Social workers, licensed clinical social workers can diagnose. Licensed professional counselors, that's what I am. Psychologists, psychiatrists, they can diagnose mental health disorders. It's really important. If you're finding that your life is being compromised by mental health disorders, again, you notice it by the way you interact with other people and your relationships, your ability to work, your feelings of thriving in life, your self-esteem. All of these things are important. Cognitive behavioral therapies tend to be the most hopeful and show the greatest significant improvements with people who are struggling with mental disorders, because it affects cognitive behavioral therapy affects how you behave, how you think, changing thoughts from negative thoughts to positive thoughts, providing things like mindfulness practices, the ability to set boundaries, recognizing limits. I know I talk about that all the time. Gives you the ability to make healthier choices. And these things are really important. So if you notice, again, just if you notice in your own life, chaos, a combination of how you feel, act, think, or perceive, and the consequences are chaotic in your life, chances are you may be struggling with a type of emotional or mental health disorder. It is then up to you to reach out for help. And there is a lot of help. You can reach out to a psychiatrist who generally will generally put you on some type of medication. However, medication alone is not sufficient. Many studies have shown that medication along with counseling and therapy work best. If I break my leg, put the cast on it, that's great. Take the cast off, that's great. But I can't live with the cast. I'm going to have to take the cast off at some point, and I'm going to probably have to do some physical therapy to strengthen my leg, get it back in good working order. A lot of times I use the physical analogies for mental health. And it's the same thing. I need to begin to recognize how I'm feeling. I need to look at my behaviors. I need to look at my thinking process. Is it ordered or disordered? And I need to begin to recognize my perceptions. I may not be perceiving something in a way that's actually healthy for me. And I begin to, with support of a good mental health practitioner, I can begin to make some changes in my life so that I can begin to order the disorder, put things into order, good, healthy perspective of living. So if my, sometimes, you know, like you've seen the show, a lot of you have seen the show Hoarders. I have somebody come in, my house is a mess. I've got somebody to help put it into order. And that's what a mental health practitioner is for. We don't need to suffer with mental health disorders. We don't need to live in chaos that is created by our minds. Sometimes, again, because of trauma that's happened, getting involved in drugs and alcohol, having a predisposition towards depression or anxiety, whatever it is. You can always pick up the phone and call a licensed professional counselor or a mental health counselor, social worker, clinical social worker. Keep in mind that a coach can be useful, but a coach cannot diagnose. So there's a huge difference there. If you're interested in finding out more information about who I am, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat. You can also find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com or altarollcounselor.net. That's altarroll, altarroll counselor, O-R, all one word, .net or .com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you're interested in setting up an appointment, my hours are flexible and I do not keep a waiting list. If you have any comments that you would like to make on the program or suggestions for a show, please, by all means,